So this morning with the children, I proposed to them an idea. The idea of, I asked them how many water fountains were in the school. We came to the conclusion that there were five water fountains in the school, to which I asked them, which one's the best? And they all had different opinions about which one of the water fountains was the best, as if they weren't all hooked to the same water line. I proposed to them the idea, what if there was only one water fountain and it was the only thing that could satisfy your thirst? One water fountain, and it was here in the church. So what would that mean? You would go home and you would drink your cans of soda or your Gatorade or whatever it is that you're drinking, and it would not satisfy your thirst. It wouldn't quench your thirst. Only this one water fountain had the ability to do it. What would that mean to you and your life? I said, how many of your families would move from where they live to move into the neighborhood so that whenever they were thirsty, they could come and drink? I mean, literally move, like pick up things, set aside other things that are valuable and important because of this one source of water, this one thing that could quench their thirst. We would do different things. Other things would lose their priority over having access to this one thing. Family could lose priority. Our work could lose priority. Our possessions could lose priority to finding this one thing which truly, truly satisfies our thirst. Jesus is speaking in this way today in the gospel. Clearly, he is not commanding us to hate our parents or our family. But he is saying that he is more valuable than all of your relationships. He is more valuable than the use of your freedom in other ways. Pick up your cross, follow after me. He is more valuable than your will, and he is more valuable than everything that you possess. We must choose him over all. You see, the problem with that water fountain is that we often will try and draw from these relationships, from our own will, from our actions, what we're doing, and from the things that we possess. We try and draw from them life. We are like vampires who run around sucking the life out of things in the attempt to stay alive. But what you truly want, what you truly need, is Jesus. And you can't, in fact, love those people that are a part of your life. You can't love them properly if you're entering into a relationship trying to suck them dry. You can't properly possess things if you are finding in them, trying to draw your life from them. Because everything in that is drawing to self. It is a clenching action. It grasps about all of this. To actually love the people that are a part of your life, you need Jesus to be first. Because he will provide for you that which you most long so that you don't try sucking it out of the other people. Do you understand that? By having him, it's not a water fountain built inside of a church. It is a font of living water that wells up within you, a font of life, a font, a source of love. And if your thirst is satiated by the presence of Jesus dwelling within you, then and only then can you have a proper relationship with things. And you can have a generous heart in which your hands are open with the things that you possess and the ability to give them away because you're not trying to draw life from them. You can be generous in your giving of your time and your talents and your service to others and the generosity of your life and in your will, because you're not trying to draw from that your life. And I think most importantly, it's only when we truly love Jesus and place him first that we can love our children, our brothers, our sisters, our father, our mother, our spouse. Only then will we be able to actually love them with open hands, because that which is most longed for deep within has been met by Jesus and by him alone. Only in then will we then become a font that pours out love, not a vampire that tries to suck it from everything in its life. Yeah, so I guess the conclusion is don't be a vampire, right? Jesus invites us to know the truth that he is above all these things, and he truly desires for us to be a part of his life. And in forsaking all things, they truly come back to us, but in a different way. They come back to us in a way that we can then be generous with them. Only in Jesus will we truly understand how to love for the sake of the other. Only in Jesus will we truly have the ability to act and to possess without being possessed by our actions or our things. Amen.